This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for this VMware VDI podcast. This is the fourth in a series of podcasts covering a number of different topics that relate to VDI, or virtual desktop infrastructure. I'm Tyler T-Rex Rohr with the Enterprise Desktop team here at VMware, and today I'm thrilled to have with me John Lenz, Global Account Manager here at VMware. John works with some of the largest companies on the planet, and we invited him here today to chat with us a little bit about virtualization in the global enterprise, but specifically about VDI. So, John, thanks for joining us. We all have a ton of interest in virtual desktops, and kind of wanted to ask you first and foremost, why are some of these global accounts so interested in, you know, kind of alternative ways to deploy and manage desktops?
Thanks, Tyler. As large enterprise companies standardize their data centers on VDI, they're starting to reap the benefits of a highly utilized, easy-managed infrastructure. You know, they want to be able to have the ability to have the same benefits to their desktop environments. You know, these companies are trying to understand the benefits of a centralized model for their desktop computing. However, other standardized models such as shared services or terminal services has always had problems with application compatibility since users and applications share that single OS. You know, what VMware brings to the table is that we have the ability to virtualize the entire PC environment so that each user has their own isolated and virtualized environment, including the OS and apps, which has changed the game dramatically. You know, now that there are no application compatibility problems and everything just works, my accounts have been using VMware for years. They don't have to retain the staff on how to use a new product. All the management tools are the same, whether the account is managing a virtualized server or a desktop.
Well, that sounds interesting. So basically, it sounds like, you know, this architecture that they've had in place, and I would assume that some of the global accounts, you know, are pretty advanced adopters of technology. So it sounds like they've been using virtualization in the data center for years. So in terms of like specific problems they're trying to solve, John, what are they kind of pinpointing virtual desktop infrastructures as being able to solve for them? Give us a little bit of feedback on that.
Yeah, working with some of the largest financial institutions in New York, data security and compliance is not a nice-to-have, it is a must-have. The old model of deploying desktops where you had a device and on top of that device you install applications and then allow users to store information on the device is just too hard to manage, too expensive to maintain, and opens the organization up to a tremendous amount of risk. These institutions can't afford to lose sensitive information by allowing users to store it on a device that is unacceptable to theft or loss.
So, you know, most of your accounts, I know you fly all over the world because, you know, most of the accounts that you manage are global in size and scope. Would you say that, you know, most of them are looking at desktop virtualization, all of them? Give me a little kind of sense of you know, within these global accounts, what the level of interest is.
Yeah, actually, every single one is. They're all trying to determine how best to leverage the desktop strategies and tie that into the back-end infrastructure. So be able to leverage their skill sets and their teams that they're already deploying virtualization for server consolidation and containment, but also do that for the desktop side. So it's a great win. It's going after new users that we haven't traditionally been able to talk to and be able to bring in a solid, reliable solution that's been tried, tested, and proven within our accounts.
So, I mean, for the most part, you know, a lot of the accounts that you work with, John, have, you know, 100,000, 200,000 and up, you know, employees within the organization, and they don't just operate here in the United States. They're kind of global in nature. Would you say that, you know, desktop virtualization is a fit for every one of the accounts and every one of their employees, or are there some places where it might not be the best fit?
Tyler, no. You know, each account needs to evaluate what their needs are and to determine where VDI is a fit. You know, for some of my customers, it's, you know, they're realizing it's about 30 to 40% of their total end user population that they can virtualize in the data center. You know, specific applications or users that they're right now currently staying away from is trader type applications that have a lot of intensive type of response time that just the VDI solution is not the right fit. But overall, you know, within any organization, there's a fair mix of end users that you can go after and talk to that can easily fit into a virtual desktop infrastructure.
Interesting. So it sounds like, for the most part, if I was to summarize, you know, all of these global accounts were kind of early adopters of virtualization, right, in the data center, and then they kind of migrated to, you know, exploring its uses and kind of expanding its use case out and around the desktops. And regardless of where they are in the world and kind of what size they are, in some way, shape, or form, they're all kind of, you know, interested or exploring ways that that virtual desktops can play in their organization. So I'm gonna hit you with a curveball here. What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you on one of your global sales trips?
Well, I happened last week, I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but I left. It came in late one night from New York, repacked, had to go to Cincinnati for a couple days, and left my house at 4 o'clock in the morning, left my bag there. So unfortunately, when I got to the airport and was about 10 minutes before boarding, I realized I had no luggage for 3 days. It was quite painful.
Oh, boy. All right. I had to hit you with that one. But, John, again, I wanted to thank you for joining us and kind of bringing us up to speed on the interest and adoption of virtual desktops in the global enterprise. So I wanted to thank all of you for listening to this VMware VDI podcast. For more information, be sure to check out www.vmware.com/go/desktop, where we have a host of sizing and scaling white papers, deployment guides, total cost of ownership calculators, and evaluation software. So from sunny Palo Alto, California, the heart of Silicon Valley, thank you from VMware.